Je te mets au défi de me faire confiance. Je te mets au défi. Je te mets au défi.
What's going on, gang? How the fuck are ya? What's shaking? It's a Tuesday. Here we are. Just you and me, you know? We're looking good as always. We're feeling good. We're feeling great. We're still in a fucking lockup, but what are you going to do? You know what I mean? It's quarantine, baby. So I think this is week two of the quarantine. We talked a little shit about it on the last Patreon episode. You know, really quickly, if you are not a member of the Patreon yet and you got an extra $5 to your name, join the fucking Patreon, folks. You get like 50 already bonus episodes that are out. You know, a new one every single Friday. There's a sense of community, baby. You get to support the show. You can comment on the episodes, like the episodes. It's actually a lot of fun. I really always like reading what people say on there. So check it out. Join the Patreon. Support the show. Keep it alive. And we just changed the $10 tier. If you're $10 a month, you'll get a follow on Instagram from yours truly. So give it a look. It's patreon.com/levfur. Feel free to join and support the pod. Especially now, considering my job just got removed from society as a comedian. So, and who knows when that's coming back. So I got to work out my new bits on you guys from the comfort of my bed in my underwear while my cat stares at me angrily. I got to tell you, he's not happy that I'm doing a pod right now. He's really not. I can see it in his eyes. I see pure rage, and he's flicking his tail all angry-like. You might just hear this cut out about 20 minutes in, just a quick, oh, fuck, you know. And that's it. It could be the end of me. We'll see. Been watching a lot of Animal Planet. This guy might have been looking at a lot of jugular action. You know what I'm saying? So, Tango, please keep it cool, babe. But what's going on, guys? We're fucking locked up. How you doing? How's your prison body coming along? You got shredded delts yet? Huh? You doing your fucking crunches? No, you're not. Oh, you've just been sending nudes. That's all you've been doing. All right? And if you haven't, you've been thinking about it. I got to tell you, I've been trying to be a good boy. I haven't had sex in 3 weeks. You know, ever since I knew Corona was coming, I started to get a little sick. I was like, you know what? That's probably the syphilis. I'm going to just keep my head down. You know, been staying home a lot. Went for 2 walks over the last fucking 3 weeks. I'm home. That's it. I'm home, baby. Am I going to finish this copy of Infinite Jest? Probably not. Am I going to try? Maybe a little bit. Okay? About 20 pages in. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of fucking pages, all right? But yeah, I figured there's now with the quarantine, people are so fucking horny, and it really makes you realize how much people want to have sex because people are going nuts with nudes. I got to tell you. I mean, just the amount of unfiltered, just fucking random nudes that just hit my Snapchat in a day, you know? It's just like, one, it's a thing of beauty, okay? Really a thing of beauty. Two, once I get into a relationship, I need to figure out I think I just got to go on the pod and be like, okay, guys, no more tits. All right. I think that day is might come. So brace yourselves. I might just go, guys, no more titties. And then you're going to go, but what about our pussies? And I'm going to go, it kills me to say it, but no more pussies. Okay. No more. All right. That's, we got to keep it fucking appropriate because you're going to kill me with this, you know? but yeah, I figured, you know, I'm not really sending that many dick pics nowadays. It's a pretty short list. You know, I'm laying low. I'm fucking laying low. But I figured we'd go over fucking nudes, man. The world of nudes rapidly expanding. You know what I mean? There's a lot of freaky gals out there. A lot of freaky gals, a lot of lot of horny boys out there, you know what I mean? So I figured we'd talk about it a little bit. Talk about what guys actually like in nudes. What things girls shouldn't do, you know? Let's all right, you've been thinking about sending a guy a nude. Here's the thing. As a chick, I think there's no wrong way to send somebody a nude as a girl. I feel like, honestly, all you have to do is just send it. That's it. You just take a picture of, like, you doing a hand bra, or if you know what you should do, here's the key to sending great nudes. If you're going to have a correspondence with someone, okay? And I know correspondence. I've written a love letter and sent it to an ex. All right, I understand. I read about Flat Stanley in elementary school. I know how a letter works, okay? Can I find a stamp myself? No, but that's what you have the post office for. But if you're going to start a nude correspondence with somebody, okay, it's important how you set it off. I think really what you should do, put a fucking tank top on, pull it up halfway over your tits just so you could see some underboob, and just send that in an Instagram or Snapchat to somebody. And that's it. You don't even have to include a message, nothing. Because no matter what, when that guy gets that message, he's going to open up and go, oh, fuck. That's fucking great. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Some of you are thinking, Lev, I don't have tits. And that means you're not my brother, okay? He's got a real problem, you know? And this was before the quarantine, Mark. I don't want to hear that this is a quarantine bot. But if you don't have tits, you got to assess your strengths. That's fine. But if you got a butt, you know, maybe do that same thing. Show a little cheek. Throw a little cheek on that bathroom counter. You know what I mean? Just drop it on there. Leave your shorts still on, or your boy shorts. Something sexy. Just drop it there. Just go and leave the shirt on. Leave it to the imagination. I mean, keep that's the thing. You want to start off light. You want to make him want to see more. That's the goal with the nude. You know what I mean? If I'm sexting somebody and I send a picture, I'm never showing dick first. First picture is going to be like me holding my dick in my boxers, like through it, and you can see that I'm holding my hard on. That's how you set the tone. You get the lighting right. No harsh fucking, you know, lighting. It shouldn't look like a hospital photo. You get a nice ambient warm lamp, you know, put a candle on in the background. It's not going to be in the picture, but that's just for you. You know what I'm saying? It's all sexy, baby. You got to do it right. So, yeah, lighting is fucking crucial. But, yeah, there's like so few ways for a girl to send a nude wrong. And there's about 30 million ways for a guy to send a nude wrong. You know what I mean? It's just, wow. There are a lot of ways, you know? I've definitely, when I was like fucking 19, I've definitely sent a dick pic to somebody on Snapchat and they went, holy fuck, I just opened that in front of this entire bus. What? Why would you do that? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought, you know, we matched on Tinder. I thought this would be fine. You know, so you gotta learn. It comes with the territory. You learn when it, but as a chick, there's no wrong time to ever send a guy a nude, because even if he accidentally opens it next to his boss is going to be like, were those some tits there? What was that? That looked pretty nice. Why don't you come into my office, Johnson? You know, then they have sex. It is what it is. So, I don't know. I think there's not that many ways you can fuck up sending a nude. Just fucking send it. I think that's the rule. You got nothing to lose. You know what I mean? People love seeing women naked. They just love it. So, I feel like women nowadays talk shit and are like, we don't like dick pics. We don't like, you just haven't seen the right fucking dick pic yet, okay? And maybe, you know what, maybe you're not into dick pics, but here's what I can tell you. I've definitely had women tell me they're not into dick pics before. And then I'll send like a teaser where you can just see, you know, the slightest bit of shaft. The rest of it's in your boxers. You got to get creative with it. Something like that. And they go, okay, that wasn't too bad. What's going on under there? You know, it's all about piquing the interest. That's what you do. But here's a very important thing, too, with sending nudes. It can't just always be piquing the interest. All right. It can't. You know, it can't just be that. It's got to fucking, eventually, it's got to get fucking dirty, okay? Here's what I'm going to tell you. Let me just be honest with you for a fucking second. All right, sit down. Sit down in your chair. If you're standing right now, sit down, okay? Before you send that nude, before you send that picture of a little side boob or your pierced nipple, you know, that you got it done when you were 18 in Jersey City and you just left it in for 5 years. Whatever it is, okay? Before you send it, ask yourself, am I ready to send a video to this guy of me fingering myself close up enough that you can hear the sound of how wet I am? And if the answer is no, you might not belong in this nude game, okay? I'm just going to keep it real with you, because I'll tell you, it's a fucking savage game, this nude game. That's what you guys don't even understand. What men want to see, okay? tits can only take us so far. A little butt can only take us so far. And we need to see levels. We got to see extremes. You know what I'm saying? I can't start my day until I've seen a close-up of a butthole, okay? This is, men are fucking savages sexually. We are extreme. When we're turned on, we're in there, baby. We get fucking horny, all right? So this is what I'm just going to tell you. If you're one of these, nothing is worse from a nude sender when it's, she's just like, just a little teaser. She sends you a little tease. You respond, you know, and then there's not much more coming. It's like you're getting virtual blue balls. You know what I mean? You fucking, it's a bummer. And here's what should be illegal. If I was president, you know, which we'll see. We'll talk about it. But if I was, it would be illegal to respond to a nude with a text response. If somebody sends you a Snapchat, which is, by the way, that's the home of nudes. It's the only way that's how I know people are so horny. There's no other reason ever in the world to use Snapchat, but it's still around. And I think it's doing better than ever. You know what I'm saying? This quarantine is going to shoot up Snapchat's. It's going to be the only stock that fucking comes out of this looking great. You know what I mean? Snapchat's going to go down once this fucking coronavirus is over. That's the nature of the game. So send those hog shots in the meantime. But, you know, if somebody sends you a nude, you got to fire back. You got to be like, all right, okay. All right, Mark, you sent me a picture of your balls. Here's a picture of my cock. How about that, huh? I don't know why I chose Mark. That's also my brother's name. Freudian slip. You know, little Freudian tip for you. But, yeah, you got to, if somebody sends you, and keep, you got to, you know what I mean? It's like ping pong. It is. They send a nude, you send one back, and together you guys get to butthole pics. Now, what do I mean by butthole pic? Do I mean a zoomed in picture of, no, that's not what I mean, okay? But here's my favorite thing in the world. My favorite nude in the world is, you can see either the girl's legs are back and you can see her pussy and asshole together. Like a great view, and you can see the butt. If I'm seeing that, it is a fucking great nude. That's what I want to see. You know? That to me is like ideal. I don't want to see you, you know. I feel like that's the perfect sweet spot right there, is being able to see your vagina and your asshole. And I think I speak for all men with that. You know, if you can somehow get your tits in the background too, amazing. Maybe you should do this professionally. But, you know, you don't need to. It's fine. But that's my favorite fucking thing. I don't know. And I don't even know how chicks take these pictures. I guess you got to set a timer on your fucking phone or something. I don't know how they do it. That's more work than I would ever be willing to put into it, even though I'll spend a good 40 minutes to find a good dick pic angle, you know. But, yeah. You know what I mean? That's you got to get fucking wild with it. When what you got to lose? It's a fucking snap, all right? It's a Snapchat, it's an Instagram. But what if I have a career and every single person does it. Every fucking person does it, okay? What do you expect? I really do think at some point all of our nudes are just going to be online. That's just going to be a part of your Facebook. It's going to be the second profile picture you have. You're going to click and you go, "Oh my god. Holy, Lydia's labia. Holy fuck." Leave a like on that. You know, that's going to be the world we're living in. So what's the big, you know, what's the worry? Watch me accidentally get everybody fired. Yeah, and I feel like, and I've even gotten some messages from some DMs from people being like, "Can you teach me how to send nudes now that we're in a quarantine?" And I'm like, no, I'm not going to fucking, I guess I'm doing that now, but I'm not going to, you know, go one by one with you. But, yeah, started off little, you know, little cleavage, little teaser, little under boob. Then move to the ass. It's all about moving closer to the vagina. Sending nudes is like telling a story, you know. Beginning, middle, and end, baby. Ends with both the orgasm and getting fucking nasty. That's the goal. So, yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do? You're gonna go out? You're going to go on a date right now? The fucking world is ending. Are you out of your goddamn mind? Just fucking be responsible. Try not to get old people sick, you know? Stop going outside and stop fucking these old people. This is the two, I think the CDC just said that. So, It's a wild world we're living in right now. Keep people fucking safe. Don't put them at risk. And keep it virtual, babe. That's my advice to you in the meantime. Somebody asked me to go to fucking Brooklyn to hang out with them. Get on a train and go. I'm like, are you fucking nuts? I'm not touching shit. I'm not going to fucking touch metals right now. I'm completely metal free for these next 2 months. All right. No fucking metals for me, even though I'm pretty positive I literally have corona right now. But who knows? You know? But yeah, I'm trying to think of what else. Okay, so you start tits, then you go to the ass. Eventually, what you want to be doing is you want to be sending you fingering yourself, all right? And this is somebody that you want to be sexting. That is fucking great to watch, I got to tell you. As a guy, great to watch. We love it. We fucking love it. But let me just give you a huge tip, and I've even talked to my boys about this. One thing that we hate seeing is the angle of you fingering yourself. Where it's like, if you're laying on your back and you're just recording it from like where you would be seeing it, like your face looking down, because we can't see your vagina. The whole fun is seeing your vagina, not seeing your hand just over in the distance of where your vagina should be. You know, men, we are visual. We want graphic. We want dirt. Look at the fucking porn we watch. You want to figure out, men, go to fucking Pornhub. Look up most viewed this week. Look at the 10 video. It's all like stepsister shit, and everything is anal. You know, you got to start to understand the kind of beasts we are. But leave them wanting more, baby. That's show business. Think of nudes as show business. That's what it is. If you're a guy and you want to fucking... can't believe I'm giving you all these secrets for free, people. But if you're a guy, all right, and you want to fucking... you want to start sending hog shots... you want to start getting in that game. And also, if you're a dude, the way you approach the topic of nudes, completely different. First, you got to go in. You say, hey, what are you doing? You know, WYD. Don't spell it out. It's 2020, okay? And then you leave an emoji. The smirk emoji and the devil face emoji, the purple one, those are going to be your sexting friends. Those are your two wingmen, I'm telling you. You leave that smirk a lot of the time while you're sexting. You talk about the things you want to do to them. You know, you throw that smirk everywhere. You can't even have too much smirk. You can't. Use that fucking smirk face to your advantage. That is your best friend. That guy's right behind you. You're having sex. That dude's behind you going, dude, you're so fucking hard right now. You're tearing it up, dude. Like, he's your fucking best friend. You understand? And the purple emoji comes out when it gets a little nastier. That's when you bring it out. When it's getting a little freakier, a little spicier, she sent you that pussy shot, you go, oh my God, I can't wait to fucking put my tongue on that. And then purple demon emoji come out, throw in a tongue emoji, boom, that's it. Welcome to the game. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you got to like gauge a chick. What I usually do is I'll be like, hey, what are you doing? Throw that smirk. She'll, you know, I'm sure she'll get the vibe. She'll be like, I'm just picking strawberries. What are you doing? I was like, oh my God, I'm picking strawberries too. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll, you know, say something like, if you already know the person, you've already, you know, had some sexting going, you could say something like, yeah, I'm stroking my dick right now, thinking about you. Something like that. Keep it honest, babe, you know? And then, yeah, hopefully she says something like MC. Or what you could do is you could send, if you're going to go the route of just like, you know, how a chick can do it and just send a picture up top, you can't have any nudity in it. It's got to be, like, so fucking light. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to do that, it's got to be a picture of, like, your neck, like, to your waistline. Like, it's got to be just that. So that way, and you could say, so here's a cute one. You could write, guess what I'm holding. You know what I'm saying? Implying that you're holding your dick. And she might respond, guess what you hold? You're clearly holding up the line behind you at the fucking grocery store. Why is your dick out at the fucking grocery store, Tom? We fucking talked about this, right? So, but that's it. You don't just go in balls deep, fucking dick out in a picture. It's like a second alarm clock. Nobody needs that during the middle of the fucking day. It's just to see your balls, you know what I mean, with no warning. Dick pics are only hot when you're already horny and it's a good dick pic. That's the rules, okay? She's got to be already turned on or open to being turned on, wanting to see it, and, she, you know, let's fucking rock and roll. That's how it works. But My suggestion to you, if you're a guy and you're sending nudes, pace yourself, okay? Because unlike women got multiple tools. They got fucking pretty faces. They got, you know, they got some titties on them. And they got butts and vaginas. That's like four, you know, three different sexual things they can show you. With us, we only have our dick. That's it. We just have one. So if you just send that first response and it's already your cock, you're out of ammo, dude. You got nothing left. What are you going to send next? Your balls? Like, nobody cares. Nobody wants to see your fucking balls, you know? That's not attractive to anybody. So, yeah, I'm talking to you. That's right. Your fucking balls suck. All right? So, pace your fucking self. You know what I mean? Use the boxers to your advantage. Try, you know, get creative. Come up with some shit. Find your angles. Work your angles. We're all trying to make that five look like a six. You know? That's how it is out here. So, fucking work your angle. I have, like, three standard dick pics that I always retake. Those are my angles. I know where I look good, you know. That's how you do it. And the final, for men's pacing, it goes something like dick and boxers, dick starting to come out, hard dick. Then if you're the equivalent to the fingering video is you stroking your dick in a video, right? And the final thing, and you only let people see this if they are just, you know, you guys are best sexting friends. You fucking hit it off. You're on the same page all the time. You know, great back and forth. She takes requests. She sends you all the dirty shit you want to see. Then you show her you orgasming too at the end of it. That's the fucking final frontier. That's the equivalent to the butthole pick, babe. That's it. So, That's pretty much it. That's the, you know, that's the MGM Grand. That's the water fountain out front. That's how you make the that's how you shut the game down. So that's a quick crash course in the world of sending Snapchat nudes. And you know what? I'm sure people are going to ask, what do you think about Instagram for sending? Yeah, that's fine. You know what? I've come on board. I think that's fine too. So find a good sexting partner. Have some fun. Use your vocabularies on each other. Keep it hot. Describe what you want to do to each other and survive this quarantine, right? I'm definitely going to jerk off after this episode. It's fine. It's totally fine. But yeah, I think I got a couple of emails loaded up for you guys too. But, you know, I can't be doing fucking hour-long episodes all the time, especially in a quarantine. I'm not leaving the fucking house. I'm going to run out of shit to talk about. So be a part of the fucking Patreon. If you have an email, send it into the show, yungdaddyshow, youngdaddyshow@gmail.com, yungdaddyshow. Send in your email. Let's talk. Tell me how you guys have been doing with the quarantine. You guys been all right? We talked a lot about this on the last Patreon of, like, you know, shit we all got to do, how we're going to come out of this thing. But how you guys doing all right? You dealing with it? You know, if you're enjoying the episode, if this is helping your fucking quarantine chill, throw it on your Instagram story. Spread the word. Send the episode to a friend. Tell somebody about it. You know, help grow the show. It's a win-win for fucking everybody. And let's get these emails. Let's knock these out. This first one is called "What the Fuck Is Up with Hinge?" Let's do it. She goes, "I have recently moved to a new country, and I am excited to get back into the dating game, mainly for casual hookups, after breaking off a 6-year relationship a while ago. I've been matching with and talking to a lot of guys on Hinge, and many have asked me to go for drinks. What I find is happening is that we continue to have a good conversation, and then the guys just stop replying to me. Not sure what I'm doing wrong here. I went on plenty of Tinder dates back in my home country, so wondering if I just need to learn how the dating game works in Europe. Please give me your best Hinge tips on how to get a guy to follow through when he asks you for drinks. I definitely don't want to come off as desperate / too eager, but damn, what's a girl got to do for some drinks and some dicks? Trying not to blame the virus." Listen, I'll be honest. It seems like Europe's having a tough time with the virus. I think that could be a big part of it. You know, I feel like nobody's going on dates right now at all. So I think that is probably 70% of it right there. I think another thing, and we've talked about this before, is if you save all your fucking, because it sounds like you're going on great dates and then you guys are texting, you're having a good convo, and then the conversation stops. That's what texting convos are supposed to do. They're supposed to stop. You pick stopping points and you leave them. And also, nobody wants to have texting conversations anymore. No man wants to get to know you through texts anymore. It's exciting when you're 17. It's not exciting when you got fucking bills to pay. All right? Leave that shit for in person. It's better for you. It might not feel like it because you want to feel secure. You don't want to feel like you're losing it. You want to feel like this person likes you. That's all understood. That's why you want that validation over text. But I'm telling you, save it. There's nothing cooler than being a business bitch who's like, yeah, are we hanging out at 7 on Thursday? And that's it. That's the extent of texting. Drop a phone call. Hey, what's up? Are we meeting up this week? Bam. Keep it just like that. All other convo, talk about it in fucking person. The more you do that, the better and healthier your relationships are gonna fucking be, okay? If you're planning on seeing each other physically, leave that conversation for that. I always talk about this. Chris Rock had a fucking bit about it, of let your partner actually miss you. We're all so connected. We got fucking Instagram stories. You can see what the girl you're talking to is doing at all times. If you can't see what she's doing at all times, you start to wonder. And you go, what the fuck is she doing? She's talking to other people? You'll reach out. You'll be like, hey, what are you doing? Smirk face. My cock's out. You get it. You know what's happening. So I think in general, a lot of young people need to stop worrying about getting that constant sense of he's yours, this is going to work from text. Just push it away. Think like the less you do that, the more likely it is to work out. For real. You know, because it seems like she's independent. She's got her options. She's doing other shit. That's what puts pressure on men to reach out to you. That's what does. You know, it's not the other shit. It's not. It used to be back in the day, women had to fucking pressure men all the time. Yeah, when are we going to get married? When are we getting engaged? All this shit. It's a different game now. You know what I mean? It's like the opposite. You want him to be like, huh, is she fucking other people? Maybe I should marry her. That's kind of like the how the game has shifted. It's because now like everybody's got all these fucking options. Everybody's got the dating apps. It's fine. But in your, you know, just grow out of it. It's much cooler to fucking, you know, be a person that's like, oh yeah, I'll jump on the phone with her, see if we can schedule something this week. That's way fucking cooler than having a 3-hour goddamn text convo about fucking nothing. You know, it sounds excruciating to me. So I'm telling you, this will be something you grow out of. It'll be, you know, I think I always say this, less is more when it comes to texting. Keep it like it's fucking business. Hey, how are you? Good. You know, what's going on this week? Bam. That's all you got to do. And the less you text him, and here's the thing. If I'm a guy, right, if I was a man, which I'm not, and a girl is constantly texting me like, hey, this, you know, just about other shit, I would never be worried that she's going to leave. I'm always going to think she's an option. I'm always going to think that she's there. You understand? If I don't think that, then I'm going to do more. You understand? That's how men are. The less we think that you're going to wait around and that you're just going to be there, and the less we think that you're in love with us, the better for you. If we think, oh, wow, she's not even texting me at all. I wonder if she even likes me. That's going to make us fucking text you. Be a little harder to get. Have a little mystery there. I think that's genuinely one of the best dating tips you're ever going to get in your fucking life. All right? Hide all of that fucking need for validation. We all have it, that need for validation, but push it away. Focus on other shit. Spend that time doing your fucking sit-ups. All right? That's all you can really do. Read a goddamn book. You know, FaceTime your friends. Have another talk. Don't even worry about them. Let them come to you. That's really it. Put out the meat, put out the bait, and let them come to you. And hopefully you guys are going to be sending some fucking quarantine, you know, some spreading pics. I'll tell you that. So that's my advice here. And also, don't forget there's a fucking pandemic going on. Don't worry about the fact that people aren't meeting up right now. Let's do one more email. And also, sorry about the fact that you got out of that 6-year relationship. I'm sure it's for the better. It usually is. Not to say that it might not work out one day or something, but, you know, if somebody tells you they just broke up, you get it. You'd be a little sad, but also, like, if you're supposed to not be there, congratulations. You're one step out. Next email, how to stop being insecure after being cheated on. Just a reminder, if you have an email, send it into the show, yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. Join the fucking Patreon. Hey, Daddy, just wanted to start off by saying I love the show and it always brightens up my day. Thank you so much. That's very sweet. She goes, I'm writing because I've been seeing a guy for a little while now and I, as always, have fallen hard and fast. I'm the same way. If I like somebody on the second date, I'm like, let's just fucking date. I'm super romantic. I dive in head first. My dad asked my mom to get married on their second date. So I think that shit's genetic. This guy is great and showers me with attention when he can, but I cannot help but be insecure that when he's not, and assuming that he's off with other girls, which I know is so fucking stupid and insecure. I never used to be like this, but the last guy I was seeing ended up having a whole other relationship while we were dating, and now I feel like I'm looking at everything my guy now says, like I'm looking for him to hint that he is cheating and I don't know why. I was just wondering if maybe you have gone through something like this and if you have any ideas how I can get over it. This guy I'm seeing now is really great, and I don't want to let this fuck things up. I should probably add that the guy I am seeing now is in the military, so I do not get to see him more than like once a month, which is giving me way too much time to just sit in my thoughts and make a big deal out of nothing. Any advice would be appreciated. Thanks, Lev. Well, we just kind of talked about this a little bit. It's that constant attention thing. And here's the thing. I feel like getting cheated on, you know, it for a lot of people is like a traumatic event. It creates fucking trust issues, you know, shit like this. It creates that kind of insecurity, but you're aware of it. You know what it is. So that means you can start fighting it. You understand? You know what it is. You know you can start fighting it. So when you start having these thoughts, say to yourself instead, I trust him. This is my partner. This is who I'm dating. I trust him. This is just my fucking insecurity about being cheated on again, flaring up, and I'm not going to let it do that. So instead, I'm just going to focus on another thing and just immediately start focusing on something else. Work on something else. Get your hands busy. You understand? Do something fun. Maybe even take a fucking nude to send it to him. Do something like that. But you can't let a guy who cheated on you before ruin every fucking relationship that you have going forward. You understand? Because who's winning there except for him? Fuck that guy. You know? Just, you got to let that die. And you got to no matter who you date, whatever, people might cheat on you sometimes. It's life. Things get messy. Things get complicated. Cheating's been around ever since marriage was created. You understand? The both things were created that same day. So, you know, it's going to happen, but that doesn't mean it will happen. It's a fuck, you know, it's just, it's life. Sometimes shit happens. So you got to chalk it up to that and just let it die. And if it happens again, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Right? It's like everything else. We're always trying to control everything, but you can't, especially something like that. You can't. You either, the reason I never have these thoughts with the insecurities and all this shit about cheating is because the times that I have had it and gone, is she doing something weird? I say to myself, because I remember I accused somebody one time of being like, are you doing something? And she said, do you really think that I would ever cheat on you? And as she said that, I immediately was like, no, I would never think that. That'd be ridiculous. I know you wouldn't, you know, because of our connection. And that was it. That was a game changer for me. So now, the next time you have that insecurity, think, do I really think this person is going to cheat on me? The answer is most likely no. Most of the time, it's going to be no. I trust this person. So you either trust somebody or you don't. There's no in between. You either, you know, you either never go through their phone, you never go through their shit, you trust them, or you do not. You understand? And if you do not, then you got some problems. If you do not trust somebody, you probably shouldn't date them. If you really don't think this person is a good person who I believe in, that is not going to fucking do wrong by me according to the rules that we've agreed on and set forth, then you shouldn't date that person. You'll get through this, I promise. And whatever's supposed to happen will happen, guys. Don't fucking worry too much, you know? Send in your email, spread the show, and spread those pussy lips on cam. Was that too much? Probably, you know, but I'm about to, what time is it? It's literally fucking, it's 6:12 a.m. right now as I'm recording this. I haven't been asleep yet. My sleep schedule is now 9:30 a.m. to fucking 4 p.m. That's how much this quarantine's got me fucked up. So I'm all over the place. I'm all over the goddamn place. But just glad I could get this fucking episode out in time. I'm about to go to sleep in a little bit here. But I love you guys. I hope you're having a fucking great Tuesday. Do a couple push-ups and sit-ups today. Read a little bit of that book you've been fucking putting off. You know, get a fucking musical instrument or something ordered to your house. I saw on Instagram Live this girl said she just ordered a guitar, which was great. Learn a fucking instrument during this time. It's a great stress relief, great creative outlet. You know, those are the kinds of things you want to be doing right now. So pick up some hobbies. Get some shit going. And, you know, fuck around. Have some fun. And don't worry too much. We're going to get through this, people. And other than that, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening and supporting the show. And I'll see you guys on Friday's bonus episode. Thank you guys so much. Cheers. Thank you.